Jared Duffy from the Tab, a very good morning to you.
Morning, Jared.
Okay, this Origin market certainly moved yesterday with the news about Latrell Mitchell. I'm interested particularly in the money split now, Duff.
Well, it certainly closed up as we suggested last week. Now, right now, the market is Queensland 205, New South Wales $1.80, a smallish line here of 1.5 points in favour of the Blues, Jerry. But the breakup, if you recall, last Tuesday was 90-10 in favour of Queensland, but it's now 55, Queensland 45, New South Wales. So, as we expected, the bigger money that comes in late would be for the Blues, and that's the case. So, not a terrible lot between the two sides now, but as you would expect, a monstrous betting game.
It is. Did you think the market would react like that with Latrell pulling out?
I thought it might have got shorter, Loz, but I suppose when you listen to the experts later in the day and last night saying some are arguing that New South Wales might be better off with that Penrith factor there. So I think that's kept them pretty buoyant in the market. So I don't know what's going to happen in the next 24 hours, but Queensland's still outsiders, and as we know, they love that.
Who do they like for first try scorer?
That's a pretty wide-open event. Josh Adokar is the favourite at $9. So he's the shortest way. The shortest of the Maroons is Selwyn Cobbo at 11. The breakdown of money is interesting. Tommy Turbo, who's a $19 pop, he's attracted 18% of the money. Val Holmes, 11%. Adokar, only 8%. Reece Walsh, 7%. And Selwyn Cobbo, $6. So, bearing in mind what that multi is, I like the sound of that. Both teams to win by 8 or less, and Tommy Turbo to score in the first 70 minutes, $9. So Money Trail says Tommy Turbo scores first try, so that means he scores.
And, of course, that's on Bet's Friends as well on the Tab app, where you can find the BSB multi.
Jared, player of the match market?
Dino, Nathan Cleary, the fave here at 5.50. Cam Munster, 6.50. James Tedesco, 7. Then Tommy Turbo, Harry Grant at 13, the rest at 15 or better. What about this? 38% of the money bet so far, and this is a big, big betting event in Origin each and every time it's played. 38% Payne Haas.
Jeez. Who 38%?
Who's a $15 pop. Then 25% for Nathan Cleary. We're used to numbers like that for the fave, particularly Cleary. And then it falls right away, 9%. Cameron Munster, but yeah, over 60% split up between those two New South Wales players, Cleary and in particular Payne Haas, who's a $15 chance.
You're very professional and serious on the weekday show compared to the cheek and lip you give on Sundays. What is when you get the big boys you don't like to sort of, you know,
this is be a bit cheeky? This is a worldwide audience today, Dean. We have listeners in all corners of the globe.
Yeah, I remember this on Sunday when you bounce on there trying to be, you know.
Having said that, I'm a bit surprised you've got a start, but anyway, you're a try-hard.
I agree with you there, Daff. We picked him up at the airport yesterday.
You look offended.
No, I'm just wondering when
you get there early enough, Dino. The game's not until Wednesday night. You just got to rock up with a pen and a bit of paper and write a few notes. Why are you there so early?
That's how you think it is, do you? That's how you think it is. How you let yourself down.
I'll tell you what, Daff, he was a typical journo yesterday. I was having a discussion with Brandy when I saw him at the airport.
And I walked up and said hello.
You walked up to ask him, could I get an interview?
I said hello.
You said, g'day, Brandy, could I get an interview?
Yeah, well, you were in the way, actually. I pushed you out of the way to get to Brandy.
See, this is where you let yourself down, Dean. You're forever. And I've known you for 30 years, and that's what you do. You kind of push your way into a conversation thinking, oh, there'll be a scoop here.
Yes.
What was the scoop?
I hate to tell you this, but you know that's my job. I actually get paid to do
but
that.
But the way you were trying to be sincere is as if
I've
you were...
I've known Brandy for 35 years.
It was just like you were trying to have a conversation with him, and then it was like, and by the way, g'day, Brandy.
So they dismissed
you, mate.
That's good.
Yeah. No, he gave me the interview. He's too smart for that. Well, it's good to see you know, giving him a bit of cheek on this show as well.
Let's talk some more. I speak the truth. AFL flag.
Yeah, we are in South Australia, Daff, and the side's going very well here at the moment, but, what about Carlton? I mean, now that you've got board members and presidents having issues in the SCG rooms after the loss last Friday night.
I had it last night. I'm a Blues supporter, right?
Oh.
But I've just about worn me out. But after round four, they had 3 wins and a draw that they should have won. They were $8 to win the competition. The way they're going, they're $8 to make the 8. On the back of some rather bizarre results at the weekend, Jared, Collingwood just gets shorter and shorter, which is bad news for Tab. They're 325.
Yeah.
Brisbane at $5, Melbourne $6. Now, you speak of the two Adelaide sides. Port Adelaide, $7.4 favourites, and the Crows, who were 150-1 early in the season, they're into 21. So it's certainly opened up, but Collingwood look the goods at the moment, 325.
Huge game today in the NBA, enormous. Boston and Miami, teams 3-0 up, are 150-0 in NBA playoff history. Yet today, Boston, pretty short to break that very unbelievable streak, Daff.
That was amazing the other day, wasn't it? That match the other day.
Drama.
Anyway, they're short, $1.34. Miami at $3.40, a line of 7.5 points. And all of a sudden now, the market to win the title, the Nuggets are $1.80. The Celtics are into $2.25 after having been $13 or $15 when they were down 3-0. And poor old Miami Heat, they're out to $14, I think. They fired all their bullets the other day, and it wouldn't be totally unexpected that they lose today, and that's what the market says. So that one gets underway at 10:30. 471 bet types open on that game today.
Lots going on at Roland Garros as well, opening round action this morning.
Yeah, we've currently got the two markets down to win it. We've just had the completion of the day's play. Jannik Sinner just defeated Muller, so the men's are done and dusted for the day, but prior to the market going down, Alcaraz was $2.50 and Novak Djokovic $3.20, Runa at $7. And as far as the women's are concerned, well, Swiatek was $1.80, Sabalenka $6, Rybakina $7, and the rest were 21 or better. So those markets should be up in the next 40 or so minutes.
All right, I'll have to tune in on Sunday for gloves off, Mark. Too.
Yeah, great segment there, Jared. A bit better than what you give us on a Sunday.
I get paid more on the show.
Oh, you do.
I told you, it's got more listeners.
That's all right. That's all right. We don't go on listeners. We go on what the punter
content
wants. Yeah, we go on content.
Please.
We go on what the punter wants.
Well, what you've done is...
We're a down-to-earth show on Sunday.
And as I said the other day, Phil Rothfield filled in a couple of weeks ago. And for the life of me, I can't work out why they got you back and replaced him, because he's a gun. But
really?
But the quiz was the highlight of that show, and you've absolutely ruined it by cheating most weeks to try
There's
and beat
no
poor
cheating.
Old Ray Thomas,
you know
an icon you know of Australian
that.
Turf,
you
and here
that.
You are trying to carve him up.
Anyway, off you go.
Thank you,
Dave. A great segment.
See you, boys.